Okay, I'll get straight into it. So I've got 20 minutes. That should be enough to get a reasonable start, I think.
Okay. 我们现在开始上课。
Now we're going to be talking about the Book of Life from now on. And it's a concept, I think, which is not understood very well. The whole understanding of the concept and the role of the Book of Life, like what it means, what it does, I think a lot of people misunderstand its real purpose.
我们今天开始在讲生命册，这个生命册的这个概念，其实在大部分的，即使是在有些神学院里面，也都没有办法把它讲得很清楚，因为它有非常非常重要的一个角色，还有它到底的功能是什么，其实很多人都有一些误会，所以我们要花比较多时间来把这个生命册它的定义、它的定位跟它的意义都把它描述清楚。
It is probably most commonly used in terms of evangelism, actually, where they take the verse from Revelation chapter 20, and that talks about people who, if you don't have your name in the Book of Life, you get thrown into the lake of fire.
我们一般人呢，在这个传播福音的时候呢，都会去引用。 这个启示录里面第二十章所提到的，就是说，如果你的名字不在生命册里头，你最后呢，你的人生的结局就是后面会到这个，最后会被丢进火湖里烧死。Yeah,
and it starts off like, well, it doesn't start off, but you can see in Revelation 20:12, you can read the verse now. This talks about the unbelievers, not the believers, but we see the unbelievers, they're standing before God at the great white throne judgment.
我们现在看一下这个启示录20章12节，它里面就是讲说呢，对于不信的人，他们呢，将来死后呢，是不，这个生命册是不会有他们的名字的记载。 而且呢，就是将来呢，这个不信的人在主耶稣的大白宝座前接受审判的时候呢，他们就是名字不在生命册里，他们将来就会被送到火湖中。Usually
I don't use the King James Version for my English. If I'm teaching from the English Bible, I'd use something else, but because it's on my software, it's the only one we have, but the translation is okay. Of course, the Greek and the Hebrew is best, but often I would use the New American Standard Bible. That's what I would actually recommend if people are using an English Bible.
You mean New American
Standard Bible?
NAS.
NASB.
B, okay, NASB. 好，那个Tim的建议是，他说如果我们要用英文的这个圣经的话，他最推荐的是 New American Standard Bible, 就是新美语。 标准圣经，好，但是呢，因为现在它的这一个软件，就是希伯来文跟希腊文的这个圣经版本里面有的英文版本，只有这个詹姆士国王版本和这个现代詹姆士国王现代版，所以他现在就只能先用这两个版本来的英文来跟我们做解释。Yeah,
but actually, I mean, even all of the best English translations, none of them are perfect, of course. So you need to be able to look back into the original languages. You know, for what we use on the computer, the modern King James or the King James that has the word numbers, they're okay. But again, if you're going to study the Bible properly, you need to learn from a teacher that knows the languages, of course.
但是呢，不论是任何翻译版本都不可能很完整的去把原本的希伯来文跟希腊文的那个圣经原意全面的展现出来，所以当然要能读得懂希伯来文跟希腊文是最好的，但是因为这边我们现在荧幕上看见的这个詹姆士国王版本呢，是把每一个英文字都跟原始的这个圣经，如果是希腊文的，就会把它直接都 对照来看，所以就会变成很清楚，所以我们先这样看，没有问题。
Okay, but I'll read from Revelation 20:12. It says, And I saw the dead, the small and the great, meaning the small here just means the normal people, and then you have the great, like these were the famous people, the famous world leaders and the famous Hollywood stars and all of the very wealthy people.
好。 我们看呢，他说，当我看见那些死了的人，无论是弱小的或伟大的，那这边的弱小呢，就是指的是那一般人，那伟大的呢，就是指在人世间呢，或许变成了非常有名的人，非常有成就的人，或者是非常有钱的人。
Okay. And then he says, and I saw them stand before God and the books were opened. Now these are the books of works. Okay. So you have books, that's plural. You have many books of works and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of these things which were written in the books according to their works.
然后呢，他说呢，这些人呢，无论是就死了的人，无论伟大弱小，都站在宝座前。这宝座当然就是大白宝座，就是耶稣的宝座前呢。然后呢，所有的案卷都展开了。这些案卷，他英文就直接用 books, B-O-O-K-S, 啊，这都是复数。那这个 books, 啊，就是众案卷展开了的案卷呢，是就是所谓的 book of works, 就是他们曾经做过的事情，好，都被记载下来。那同时有另外一卷展开的呢，就是生命册。那这本生命册呢，就是 Book of Life.
Now the books of works, and it is plural. Obviously this is, you know, these are very big. There's so many works that are recorded that cannot just be one book. It has to be many, many volumes of books.
Maybe one person, one book.
Well, I don't think so. It almost seems like, you know, you've got one person. It could be many books for his life, because when you talk about the works that he's doing, and the word works is ergon, which can just mean good works. Yeah, you know, they're going to do many, many, many works throughout their lifetime.
我们这边讲的 books of works, 就是有很多很多很多本的册子记载着我们一生所做的事。好事，尤其是好事，它可以记载的很多。那有些人的好事更多的话，他就那个书册就更多更多。
But you'd have to expect that they're pretty big books even, and even like the Book of Life, there's only one Book of Life, and that has to cover all of the names of the people who believed in Jesus. So, you know, it could be a billion people or more, and all of their names are recorded in one book.
而另外一本呢，这个生命册呢，是只有一本书，这本书显然也很大，因为这本书里面是把所有的信徒，就是耶稣基督的信徒都要的名字都会列在里头的。
Yeah, I imagine whoever's reading from the book, it could be one of the angels actually, who's reading out the names, or you know, the Lord himself.But whoever it is would have pretty good eyes. I think that the names could be written very small, even the works that are written, you know, they're very small writing. Because when you get to heaven, you have very good eyes, you won't need glasses, of course. So yeah, maybe everything can fit into the one book for the Book of Life. That's the only thing that seems possible.
而这个生命册呢，里面的字一定写得超级小的，因为它要放所有信徒的名字。然后呢，在这样的这本书册里头，它很可能是由一个天使或者甚至耶稣基督自己就在看，那但是他们在天堂的这些天使或者神，他们的眼睛都是超级好的，不会有老花眼，所以他们可以看得很清楚。
And getting back to the books of works, see, you have the word biblios, you have the word Bible comes from this, and that just means books.And according to their works, erga. And erga is from ergon. And ergon just means works. It can be bad works or good works. But in this case, it can only mean good works. Because the bad works were judged on the cross. You understand that?
Yes. 这边的这个希腊文所讲的 book of works, 好，它所用的这个字啊 ,works 的可以是好的或坏的。可以是好的 works, 也可以是坏的 works, 就是你做的功有好的功也有坏的功。
For everybody, believers and unbelievers, all of the bad works, obviously sins, are judged on the cross. But the reason people go to the lake of fire is not because of their sins, but is because they rejected Jesus Christ.Like in 1 John 2:2, it says that all of our sins were paid for. Jesus Christ took the punishment for all of the sins, including the unbelievers. Okay.
So I was asking, according to 1 John 1:9, we repent or sin to God, then we will be forgiven.
Yep.
But if all the crime already being judged on the cross, so it doesn't matter we repent or not, right?
The reason we name our sins is not to get us into heaven. The reason we name our sins is to maintain fellowship with God through the Holy Spirit. It's a totally different thing.
Okay. 我们要了解就是说呢，人类的罪哈，实际上在耶稣献祭他自己被挂在就是上了十字架为我们而死的时候，已经将人类所有的罪好都已经被审判，他等于是承担了我们所有人类的罪了。所以实际上呢，我们人死后要在大白宝座前被审判呢，不是因着我那些不信的人他们的罪，而是因着就是有些被送去火湖是因为他们不信耶稣基督，而不是因为他们所犯的过去所犯的罪。所以他唯一的会让他被送去火湖烧死的原因是因为他不相信耶稣基督。
We have to make this very clear, is that nobody goes to the lake of fire because of their sins.
所以我们必须要非常清楚的是，没有一个人之所以会去火湖，会被送去火湖，会被审判说，他要被送去火湖，没有一个人是因为他们的罪，因为我们所有的罪都已经被耶稣基督所承担了。
Yeah, and that's what this verse, 1 John 2:2 says, that is that Jesus was the propitiation for our sins. You see, in the English, it uses the word propitiation, which means that God was pleased by the punishment for Jesus Christ. But it says that he was the propitiation for our sins, but not just our sins, but for the whole world. It means not just for believers, but for the unbelievers as well.
所以呢，我们根据这个约翰一书二章二节里面说呢，耶稣基督为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为了普天下人的罪。也就是说，耶稣基督为我们而死，在十字架上而死，不单是为那些信徒而死，也为所有天下的所有人而死。他承担的罪是天下所有人的，是包含信与不信他的人。
Yeah, and you have to realize that nowhere in the Bible does anybody actually say you're going to the lake of fire because of your sins. You cannot find that verse.
所以在整本圣经里面是没有任何一个说法说任何一个人竟被送去火湖是因为他曾犯下的罪。
And even in that verse we just had in Revelation 20:12, and then it says in Revelation 20:15, it doesn't talk about people going to the lake of fire because of their sins. It says they go to the lake of fire because their names were not in the book of life.
所以在这个启示录二十章的十二节还有十五节里面所提到的人将会被审判送去火湖呢，都不是因着他们的罪，他都是因为他们的名字不在生命册里。
There's only one sin that gets people to the lake of fire, and that is the sin of the rejection of Jesus Christ as their savior.
唯一的让人会被判要送去火湖的那个罪呢，就是他拒绝了相信耶稣基督是他的救主。
See, like Acts 16:31, there's a command. It says you must believe in Jesus for your salvation.
所以在那个使徒行传16章31节也写着说，必须信主耶稣，你必得救。
If you reject Jesus Christ, if you reject this command from God, you cannot be saved. You cannot go to heaven.
所以呢，在天父所定的旨意中呢，就是我们必须要相信耶稣基督。如果我们拒绝了相信耶稣基督的话，我们就不会进天堂。
And then when you go into the section, we'll just have to finish off now, but in Matthew chapter 12, Jesus Christ talks about the one sin. He talks about this one sin, and that is the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is convincing you through the gospel message that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
所以在马太福音十二章三十一节里面呢，就有很清楚的告诉大家说，因此我告诉你们，就是耶稣基督说的， 人一切的罪和亵渎的话都可得赦免、yeah. 唯独亵渎圣灵的总不得赦免。因为圣灵是在教导我们要相信耶稣基督。
Yeah, and you can go to John 16, and in verses 8 to 11, it talks about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's convincing the unbeliever, you must have Jesus Christ to be saved. But the unbeliever says, no, you're lying. That's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
好，如果我们看这个约翰福音16章8到11节，他就很清楚地讲说，圣灵是那个让我们，当我们传，我们信徒传福音给不信的人，那圣灵就会在那个不信的人耳边好来说服他相信耶稣基督的这个概念，而不信的人他拒绝了像圣灵的教导，拒绝了圣灵的提示，那他就等于是亵渎了圣灵，所以他就不得赦免。
Yeah, and if the Holy Spirit is giving you the information, he's convincing you about Jesus Christ, you need to believe in Jesus Christ,And you say, no, it's impossible, you cannot be saved. That's why you go to the lake of fire.
所以呢，就是当这个我们在传福音的时候呢，圣灵在这个接收福音的人的耳边提供各种讯息，让他能够被说服相信耶稣基督是他的救主，但他却不愿意相信，那他当然拒绝了这个圣灵的教导，说耶稣基督是我们的救主，他就拒绝了救恩。那他就会将来就无法列入生命册，他最后就会被送到火湖。
Yeah, see, Jesus Christ took the punishment for every sin, even like murder and rape. Now, like we talk about David, he raped a woman and he murdered the husband. Jesus took the punishment for those sins and for the unbelievers as well.
所以我们要知道，就是耶稣基督为我们上十字架而死，他是真的要将所有最大最大恶极的那些谋杀的那种强暴的所有的这些罪他都把它承担了。
But Jesus cannot take the punishment for the sin of rejecting the gospel message, because then he would have to reject his very own work on the cross.
而耶稣却没有办法承担任何人拒绝相信福音，相信耶稣基督为我们赦罪而死。
Okay, so it puts us in a position for next time we have class. We'll probably need to review this because it's very important that you understand that nobody goes to the lake of fire because of their sins.
好，我们下一次上课的时候一定会再来这个，把这个概念再做一个复习，因为这是非常非常重要的，就是没有一个人，好，他去火湖中是因为他的罪。每一个人都是因着他不相信福音。
Yeah, see a lot of religious people say, oh, you need to stop drinking, you need to stop swearing, you need to stop bowing down to statues and things, and then you can go to heaven. That's just not true.
所以在很多的这个宗教性的教导里面说，哦，你不可以对偶像崇拜，哦，你不可以做坏事等等，好，才能够上天堂。这种说法其实是不对的。
Okay, now let's bow our heads.
哦，让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message that you've prepared for us today.
感谢天父为我们今天所准备的讯息。
We give thanks for the Holy Spirit and his ministry that he teaches us all these things.
我们感谢圣灵以及他所做的事工，让我们能够在这个学习中能够非常得力。
We pray for the missionaries and the Christians in the Ukraine as well, undergoing great testing right now.
我们也要为那些在乌克兰的这个传教的传教士跟基督徒们祷告，希望在这样子的非常严重的试炼中，他们能够坚守他们的信仰而能够得平安。
And we pray also in our own lives that whatever tests that we have to face, whether personal, on a personal level or on a national level, we know that your word.And your faithfulness can help us maintain our happiness and glorify you.
我们也要为我们所有的基督徒的生命祷告，就是在我们生命中受到无论多大的试炼，因着神的话语以及对神的信心，我们都能够在这个试炼中能够保持喜乐。
And to glorify you.
并荣耀神。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
man.